Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's a live Friday night show. And it's 7:29:22. Now, let me just tell you this. Let's go to Revelations chapter 12. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and it cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, or to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up into God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had the place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was a star in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found in any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time and times and a half time. And from the race, from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out his mouth water as blood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Do you see any parallels to what's going on? I'll pray right now. Let's pray right now. Lord Jesus, will you go to all those that are in the flooded areas, in St. Louis, in Kentucky, in Las Vegas. Yes, even in Las Vegas, Lord, because I'll tell you, the flood is on the move here, and other weather warfare. And early this morning, my good spotter up there in Rochester, Min, told me about the Mimic. There were huge, mighty huge, like power constructs. It's the University of Wisconsin, MIMIC, the moisture thing where they have the map, and we've watched it for years now. Just go MIMIC and then look up University of Wisconsin, and the search engine will take you to it, all right? And it's the TPW2, And then if you click on that TPW2 thing, you're going to see, if you go to the 180, the domain, which is the 180 global, all right? And you look at that, you will see massive spikes of white energy, white gray energy, that's coming down and is coming out of the Arctic this time, not the Antarctic. And there seems to be some kind of a weather war going on, you see, and it's coming all the way down from the Arctic, all the way down in streaks south of the equator, and it's causing all kind of interesting things going on. If you look at the weather patterns, all the stuff, it's not usual, you see. So I'm telling you that the mimic is being worked up. I think it's fallen angel technology. I think this is the devil, all right? I think this is the devil and his henchmen. His henchmen are those that are in the New World Order banking and in the top slots of the intelligence, military, and governments of the planet. And religions. Okay, and religions. So, Lord Jesus, I pray that you will to help all of those in the flooded areas and provide them any kind of medical miracles they need or any kind of supplies or rescues or whatever they need. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've got Zulu 82. Interesting message today after we talked about it last night, giving the messages, how it does the pattern, and they're not puffing smoke at 69,000 feet or 71,000 feet, which is in space in a sense, in near space. What they're doing is then making a pattern so that somebody can see it on the screens where people watch the traffic of such aircraft, all right? Now, the reason they haven't shut off is because they are trying to stay under the radar, and they're squawking, okay? But Zulu 82 has now done another message today. It's kind of interesting. These look like symbols, but I'm going to have a couple possible interpretations. Heads up there, Mountain Dew drinkers with the pimples in the bottom of the NSA, you know. Heads up. Zulu 82, and for the good line officers, maybe somebody should just get a twitchy finger out of Yuma or a twitchy finger, you know, somewhere, you know, and sort of kinetically involve yourself with that Zulu 82. So the message today is very interesting. It looks like, you know what an hourglass looks like, but let's just say that it's one triangle pointed down, and the tip of that triangle is touching the pointed up triangle from the below. So it's like two triangles reversed, and their points are together. That's the hourglass look that they're making. Then it goes hourglass, we'll call it, all right? And then if you just draw this out on a paper, say an inch big, or, you know, so you can see it good. Put the two triangles, tips touching, and then a rectangle. And then another rectangle, and then another hourglass the same way. Inverted triangle touching the tip of the upright triangle. So it's like hourglass, rectangle, rectangle, hourglass. Now, if you step back and look at that, and the messages that we're talking about is some sort of a message. It could be time is 0 hour, 0 minute. In other words, the message will be 0 hour, 0 minutes. Well, that's talking Zulu time or military time or Greenwich Mean or whatever you want to call it. But they're talking Zulu time, ain't they? Or potentially, if you step back and look, it could be with the first hourglass, it could be an 8. You could interpret it maybe as an 8. 8008. Or 8008. So that could either be a one-time pad or some kind of a code, or it could be 8 o'clock is the time, all right? Or 0 hour is the time, you see, bracketed by the two time pieces. But it could be 8 o'clock or 8:08, all right? something like that. So anybody, if you're looking at them, you know, and I suggest that anybody who's defending the United States needs to be paying attention to this. Because they don't all use the such and such, such and such, do they? We've talked to you about the Red Chinese all along using very interesting different types of communications, them and the Russians. We talked about how they utilize the message boards, the ham world message boards, which are not usually looked at because they're supposedly just be dumb communication, see if we're coffee at 9, or what's your recipe for fried turtle soup, or, you know, how's the beer making going? You know, just standard kind of messages between people. And we told you that they were using that to do coded messages. We also told you that they were also in the midst of the ham bands. Now, the Russians do that and the Red Chinese. And they're communicating in the midst of the ham bands. And they're doing different stuff in there, and they're doing burst transmissions in there. You know? And then we talked to you also about how they use the weird sign, the weird signal of the washing machine signal. Alright? Barunk, 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 barunk. But then in the midst of that, there was other material, other communications and bursts in the midst of that. So we talked to you about how clever they are, and this is another clever thing. They're using an aircraft, making a pattern in the sky that shows up on a map of people who watch aircraft. But if you're just looking at it, you're saying, oh, well, look at them. They're just doing dumb stuff. You don't pay any attention. You go back to eating your cheeseburger or, you know, that kind of stuff, you know. But if you start to watch it, you've got message traffic going on at a high level. And they also, yesterday, I talked to you about the fact that they, quite frankly, they were probably talking to the new Chinese space station, all right? Possibly talking to the new Chinese space station. And then today, kind of backtracking again about the F-22s coming all the way from Elmendorf to protect or help protect going to Lakenheath Air Force Base in Great Britain in the UK, taking the F-22s over there. And then today we see the story how the F-35 fighters are being grounded because the explosive bolts that help pilots eject don't work. We've been using explosive bolts to eject pilots for quite some time. Why all of a sudden has somebody sabotaged that crap? And why aren't you paying attention? Did you buy the explosive bolt from Red China or somewhere else? I don't know. But to me, it just seems like all the stuff we used to do very well in this country, we can't do it all anymore. Marine Corps, combat aviation vehicles can't get in off the surf off a vessel and chug on into the surf and hit the beach landing, protected. So now they've got to take them to lakes and streams and rivers to try to do it, but they've said, absolutely, do not take them out on the surf. So now we got Pelosi, and now the Red Chinese are threatening if she has any kind of fighter escort, U.S. fighter plane escort, then she goes to Taiwan, they're going to shoot those planes out of the sky. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you one thing right now. Old Boom Boom McLaughlin. Boom Boom McLaughlin was on a very, very interesting ship. Boom Boom was also a friend of Kennedy as well, JFK. But they changed him from being an escort of JFK and gave him a plum job on a spy ship. Just happened to be the one that got involved at the beginning of, quote unquote, the Vietnam War. All right? So, Boom Boom would tell you, let's dance. Boom Boom carried a loaded, cocked a loaded 45, all right? And he didn't care about who knew about it, neither. And Boom Boom sailed his vessel along with the stellar crew and Sparks and everybody there, in the middle of the night in the Haiphong Harbor. Because they were the only ones to have guts enough to go in and pick up some Navy SEALs that were in Haiphong Harbor. They sailed in the middle of the night, and it was like the Lord protected them. And then I'll tell you what, old Boom Boom would say to these red Chinese, "Hey, Mr. Laundryman, you want to dance? Let's dance, okay? We got your little island there all targeted. We got your Beijing all targeted. We got all of it. You want to pop goes the weasel? Pop goes the weasel. Let's get it on. And make them blink. Make them blink for a change." Trump had them on the defensive. Trump had them on the financial straits. We were trying to bring back the factories and all that back then. Now they're trying to do it now. Pelosi going over there wants to get those chips to go to Silicon Valley, see, so that maybe her husband can invest in one of the Korean firms that's coming over. Quietly, you see. Privately, you see. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. This mimic looks pretty ominous, and I haven't seen it. It's been quiet for quite some time. Now it's all kind of heavy energy everywhere, coming down from the Arctic. And, you know, the Russians have a very interesting base up there, but also, I think, still it's fallen angel tech. Just like it was when it was coming from Antarctica, okay? So for all of those watching, like I said, Zulu 82 message, hourglass, triangle, inverted triangle over the triangle, tips touching, rectangle, rectangle, hourglass. So is it 8:08? Is it 0 hour tonight? You know, I don't know. But even old Dalio, the guy who's the head of one of the largest hedge fund in the world, old Dalio still says he's got about a 30% chance for war with China. But he's concerned possibly about this thing with Pelosi. So I would say that if you go over there, I would fly some fighter jets and see what they do. If they want to shoot one out, then I'd unload everything on their pod. I'd do it right now. And I'd put it up the backside of Xi Jinping, okay? Because if this is going to go the way it is, then something's going to start it. Is it going to be the Gog-Magog War starting over in the Middle East? Could very well be there. But Lord Jesus told us in Matthew 24, wars, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Maybe I should just read that instead of paraphrasing it. I don't like to paraphrase. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. They're going to come to pass, ladies and gentlemen. Govern yourself accordingly. But the end is not yet. The end. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. So, we're at that spot. We're in the beginning of sorrow, certainly. Most people I tell this to, I've talked to several people over the years, you know, out in public. I've told them, you ought to read Matthew 24 tonight. And then some people, even on the air, have said, I've told that for 18 years, plus. 18 years, plus. And I thank the Lord Jesus for the opportunity, and I thank the Lord Archangel Michael for coming and tapping me on the shoulder to enlist me. When he asked me, and this was in a waking vision, it was not a dream, I was awake. There was like a portal in the room. I could smell, hear, see the angelic realm, and there was Michael. And in my mind, it says, you know, after he tells me what he's up to and what he wants to do, he says, are you afraid? And I said, no. Well, little did I know. All right. But that's what I've been doing. I've been trying to be obedient, and I was to do what? Number one, to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus. And I continue to do that. Secondarily, I was to warn the remnant, not the general public, not everybody who says they're a Christian, but the remnant, those who have eyes to see and ears to hear what may be coming and about how to possibly prepare for it. Okay? So I thank the Lord Jesus for the opportunity to be of service to him. And it is a war. And when you fight on behalf of the Lord, you can't get injured or hurt. But he will sustain you. He will sustain you. He will protect you. And if you did lose your life in his service, you'd have everlasting life with him in heaven. It's the best deal in town. It is the way to go. It is the way to go. Repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your heart and to be your Savior. So now, water purification. I'll tell you, I went and pulled up. I hadn't looked at their site in a long, long time. But I went to the Berkey, B-E-R-K-E-Y, filters.com, berkeyfilters.com. And they have up at the top water filter systems. All right? They have the travel Berkey. The big Berkey is 2.25 gallons. Royal Berkey, 3.25 gallons. Okay? Crown Berkey, Berkey Lights, 2.75 gallons. And then they tell you which side you might need, and then they also have scratch and dent Berkey systems. So then they also have replacement filters. And then I read up, and here's just to give you the facts. The black Berkey filters, which are a replacement element set of two, they're at $166 now on the special price. But here's the deal. Berkey systems utilize advanced and powerful filters. This is why you got to get them. That we call our black Berkey filter elements. The black Berkey filters used in all our systems take water filtration to a new level. Listen to this. During testing conducted by independent EPA-approved laboratories, the black Berkey filters removed a long list of water contaminants with never-before-seen results and significantly raised the standard for water filter industry. As a result, black Berkey filters are some of the most efficient filters available on the market. A pair of black Berkey filters comes standard in all Berkey water filter systems, including the big Berkey. When drinking the water that's been filtered using a black Berkey filter, you can rest assured that the water is clean and safe for consumption. In fact, black Berkey purification elements are far more powerful compared to competitors' water filters. We tested the filters with more than 10,000 times the concentration of harmful pathogens per liter of water than is required by industry test protocols. The concentration of pathogens is so high that the water exiting the filter should be expected to contain a concentration of 100,000 or more pathogens per liter. Well, that's a 99.99% reduction. The requirement in order to be classified for pathogenic removal. Incredibly, black Berkey water filtration elements, listen, removed 100% of the pathogens in the test after using the black Berkey filters, absolutely no pathogens were found in the water that comes off of it or were able to be detected. That set a new standard, allowing us to classify all systems containing the black Berkey filters as purifiers. So, you can't use them with salt water or softened water. Each Black Berkey filter has a life of 3,000 gallons. So if you got two filters, you got 6,000 gallons. And what's interesting, because you can still clean them up to 100 times using the 3M Scotch-Brite pad. The Black Berkey filter replacement are the same as the filters that come with the initial system purchase. So you might have other upright water filters. I would get these Black Berkey replacement filters. If you could, go to BerkeyFilters.com. If you do not have a system, I'd get the one that would be the best possible system for you, you know, and match the price and see if you can use it. This, in terms of water purification, if you don't have it, you may want to use the credit card to try to get this. Now, the other thing, I've been trying all day to figure out what's going on, you know, in terms of all of this stuff with the House bill. Now, it looks like it did pass a bill to ban the assault weapons. And here's the deal. House passes the bill. All right. Let me click on this here because I was looking for this earlier and I'm just now seeing it. House on Friday passed a bill to ban, this is from The Hill, to ban assault weapons, securing a significant victory for the Democrats. Okay. They sneaky peed it in here. Marking the first time lawmakers have approved a prohibition on the popular firearms in more than two decades, okay? The legislation titled the Assault Weapons Ban of 2022 cleared the House in a 217 to 213 vote. Republican reps, listen to this. Chris Jacobs of New York and Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania, Republicans both, supported the measure, while Democratic reps Henry Cuellar in Texas and Jared Golden of Maine and Vincent Gonzalez of Texas, Kurt Schrader of Oregon, Ron Kind of Wisconsin voted no. So there's some flip back here. But you see, if you'd have had two more, that would have been, what, 215? Speaker Pelosi announced Friday morning the House would take the legislation that afternoon, scheduling a last-minute vote days before she was said the chamber would punt the consideration of the legislation the next month. So you see what's going to happen. Specifically calls for prohibiting the sale, manufacture, transfer, or import of various semi-automatic assault weapons, semi-automatic pistols, and semi-automatic shotguns, depending on their features. Ladies and gentlemen, this thing designed to ban almost all semi-automatic weapons. For example, all semi-automatic rifles that can accept a detachable magazine and have a pistol grip, a foregrip, and a grenade launcher, a barrel shroud, a threaded barrel, or a bolting, telescoping, or detachable stock are subject to the ban. How many people do you know that got an AR? That's banned. Semi-automatic assault rifles with fixed magazines can accept more than 15 rounds are subject to a ban. Would also be prohibited under the legislation, except those with the attached tubular device that can hold 22 rimfire information. You know. All right, now, the poll conducted by Fox News in June found 63% of the registered voters supported banning assault weapons. But they don't know what they're banning. They're banning even semi-automatic pistols here. They're banning, essentially, they would be banning Glocks. You got 17 rounds, 15 rounds. They're in the Glock. You see, you can't do it. Then they're going to be right here. This is going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back. If they're going to come and they're going to take the guns, then here is what we should read, you know? Here's what should be read. And this is... All right, here we go. Amendment 2. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. This bill will infringe upon the right to bear arms as codified in the Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. Now, next thing I'm going to read right after this. And I've read it before, but I'll tell you what. This stuff is real can be. I'm reading from the Declaration of Independence, the original law. I bought this at Thomas Jefferson's house in Monticello. Oh, boy, that's terrible, you know. To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That once ever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles, and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to effect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer, while evils are sufferable, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. You see, you gotta get, the tyranny is coming. The tyranny is coming. The tyranny is coming. Let's read another one here. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it has only one way to go. And that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all of its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. That's what Harry S. Truman said. Now, old Solzhenitsyn, having been in a Soviet labor camp in the middle of Siberia at 40 below, said this, and oh, how we burned in the camps. Later thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrests, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling at every bang on the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand, the organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, then we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. You think that they're not going to do this? This is interesting because I'll tell you, I've got all this stuff sitting right here clipped together. This is the letter from Albert Pike, the head of World Freemasonry, to Giuseppe Mazzini, who was the head of European Freemasonry in Italy, and he said the Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agent tour of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world, and the war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. Let me repeat that. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. And we shall, Pike then says, we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere, the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate these destroyers, those destroyers of civilization, and the multitude disillusioned, Pike says, with Christianity, and this is Pike's words, not mine, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal. You know, Masons, you talk about craving more light, don't you? Well, he's talking to you. He's saying you'll receive the true light through the universal manifestations of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out into the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, that's Albert Pike running in about 1871 to Giuseppe Mazzini. They had the playbook back then. Now, if it's Rothschild or Klaus Schwab or whoever the heck it is now, Rockefeller, Turnun, Texas, that's Regensburg, Germany, by the way, the Queen of England, whatever it is, Queen, whatever the new ruler in Holland is, in the Dutch land is. So, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to come for these guns. They're going to try to ban them. Now, I don't know if the Senate's going to do anything or what they're going to do, but if something is going to happen, they're going to come for them. And if you're sitting out there and you got an old Mac 90, a semi-automatic, not fully automatic, you got a 30-round magazine, or you got a AR-15 with a 20 or 30-round mag, now all of a sudden you're going to be, in spite of the Second Amendment, in spite of everything being legal when you bought it, they're going to go retrograde on this stuff and they're going to try to confiscate it. So I'm going to tell you what. They want a civil war. This is going to create the civil war. Now, Dimitri Dudeman said what? In the midst of a civil war that the communists started in America, the Russians would then launch certain things, nuclear weapons on a certain targets. Look up Dimitri Dudeman's prophecy or prediction, you see. You go and you look up Henry Gruber's predictions. And then the Russian and the Chinese together, which they are, and now they're having drills down in the Caribbean and off the coast of Venezuela and Cuba. Their ships, their submarines, their missile cruisers, all their stuff of China, Russia, Iran, Venezuela, Cuba, all of it is right there. They can hit targets in the U.S. in less than 5 minutes. We talked to you about all the stuff going on outside of the West Coast, the East Coast, the Gulf Coast. And I'm telling you, you need to get ready for whoever's coming to your door, and you need to also have sufficient food for your family and water purification. I told you about that. Now you need water storage as well. Something portable. Get the smaller containers, not the 50-gallon stuff. If you had a permanent place, bunker, you have 50 gallons, on end with the pump to pump them out. But if you're on the run, you're on the bug out, and you got a creek over there, you got a little river, you got a little pond, you go over to the pond, you collect the water, you run it through the Berkey filtration system with the black Berkey filters, and you can drink that water. But you also need to save that water and store it, and you need to process as much while you're not under duress, process as much of that water as you can and put it in the back of the vehicle or take it to your bug out or bring it into your home if you're going to stand your ground. And I'm going to tell you what, sometimes the answer is to have the bug out bag, but that's if you're displaced from your stand your ground position. That's so you can put those on. And in a bug out bag, I would tell you, you need to have at least 2 weeks of food, 14 MREs or little pouch of the food or whatever it is. You need to have another purification system or some kind of a water filtration system. You need to have the MicroPure or a little bit of the iodine or whatever it is, or the aerobic 7 oxygenating treatments. Colloidal silver like mesosilver will help to kill stuff in water too. But this is going to get really, really, really real. I'm going to tell you what. Remember I told you old Casey Jones is sitting out there. He's been drinking moonshine, and he's on crystal meth. He ain't on the fentanyl. He's jacked up, and he's got the hammer down. And it's the old time where all of the train tracks are running to Function Junction. I told you last night on the air. That Amazon is going to apparently quit selling Mylar bags for storage. So I know Brother Quayle and Hagman talked about straw that breaks the camel's back last night. Start Civil War II. Well, there it is. Here we all are. So I'm going to tell you what, if you do not have a firearm, a rifle, and I'm going to tell you, if you had a family of four or something like that, you ought to have a rifle, a shotgun, pump. Don't get the semi-auto, get the pump, maybe then a hunting rifle with a scope for sniper work, and then another rifle, all right, and then each person having a handgun, and that's up to you, whether it be a Glock or a Sig Sauer or whatever it might be, Beretta, whatever it is you like. And I'm going to tell you what, if you've got a 10-round mag, you can keep that in there, but I would not be turning over any 17-round mags or 15-round magazines. Oh, Lord Jesus, this is going to get so big and bad. But you know what? If you've read those scriptures, Luke 21, Matthew 24, Revelations, Ezekiel 38, 39, and others, then the Bible and Lord Jesus have already told you so. So I don't know what you want. I've tried to highlight that for over 18 years. And thankfully, a lot of you have written to me over the years and talked to me or emailed me and said, hey, Hawk, we're getting prepared. We are prepared. And some I hear now say, we're starting to get it. We understand what you mean. And they're starting. But if you can do nothing else, just do one more item. Get one more can of chunky soup or one more box of cartridges for your, 22 long rifle. And if that's all you got, then stick with that and buy some more ammo. But if you do not have a 308 or a 30-06 or a whatever it is you want, you better get one of them. They seem to be really going after the ARs and the Mac 90s, okay? So you can get you could get a surplus M1 Garand, or there are not really no surplus ones anymore too much, but you could get an M1 Garand like your grandpa had or your daddy had. You could get a top of the line 308, whatever it is you want, one of these new Creedmoors or whatever you like. But you better go ahead and get it now before this crap goes through the Senate and Biden passes it. And then he orders his DHS, Department of Human Sacrifice, to come. And if you know any good people inside of that, you tell them when the time comes, they'd better walk out. They'd better step aside and stick with the people. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you want to keep Old Hawk on the air as long as he can stay up. Brother Quail and I talk about this all the time. When is it going to be or what's it going to be? And we don't know the exact time, but we're still here. So the House has passed the assault weapons ban. If you do not have a rifle, 223 or 308 or whatever it is you like, a 30-06 or a Creedmoor, whatever type you want, or if all you can afford is an old 10/22 that's your grandpa's and he'll sell it to you for $100 or something like that, then buy that too. But get you something. Get you a pump shotgun, 12-gauge pump shotgun. And then you need to get as many rounds as you're going to need to protect your family, your house, your vehicle, your supply of food and water, your supply of medical supplies, your supply of fish antibiotics for your fish tanks, your supplies of ivermectin, your supplies of nuclear, biological, chemical gear, seaburn gear. I like NBC gear. That's easier to say. With the suits, the Tyvek F suits are better, the booties, the hoodie, the military-grade gas mask with military-grade filters, okay. Very expensive now, but I'm just telling you, if you can get it, go ahead and get it. If you need a firearm, go out and buy it tonight. Go out tonight. Go out tomorrow. Go and buy the firearm you need and get as much ammunition as you can put in the shopping cart that'll go with it, or whatever you can afford. I'm going to keep Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. I'll tell you what, anything is most needed and wanted. Could be a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, a little bit of platinum, whatever it is, that way. A check could be Federal Reserve notes. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 662-08, Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And let me tell you what, Brother Steve Quail has got all kinds of stuff for you to help you and to take care of you. He's got gold and silver on the hook. If you've already done all your preps, you're prepped to the gills, food, water, medical supplies, camping gear, ammunition, firearms, you got all of that, NBC gear, then get in touch with Steve and have them ship you some silver or gold quick as you please to you. Steve would say, if you don't have those other preps done, then do all of those. So Brother Quail also can get you high-quality night vision, high-quality. So you're going to own the dark. You're going to own the dark. And let's see if the Red Chinese got every one of their guys when they come going to own the dark. Let's see if every DHS trooper or whoever's going to come, Northcom, has got night vision to come and try to kill you or to take your food or carry you off to a concentration camp in a civil war. I don't know who it's going to be, but it's going to be somebody, because the Lord Jesus has said that if the time were not short for the elect, there would no flesh be saved. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time to get ready. This is the time to get ready. And it's like Sergeant Major Plumlee said in the We Were Soldiers. the Mel Gibson movie with Sergeant Major Plumley, says, "Gentlemen, prepare to defend yourselves." All right? And I would say, ladies, do the same. And children, do the same. Because you do not want to get taken into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your home, your bill of rights, your family, your business. Now, we still have some people, some good people, doing wonderful missionary work in Indochina. We have the Nunemakers, Nunemaker, Dave and Debbie. And they have a tremendous ministry, and they're also doing, let's just say they're teaching still over the internet and different things like that. But I'm going to tell you what, they've got the Bibles and the songbooks. And those are still going out. A lot of them, thanks to listeners of this show. Other people donate too, but we have a substantial number that are caused by the people who listen to this broadcast. And so there's another 30 Bibles going out here, another 30 going out there. But if you would like to assist in this while there's still time, you send anything you want, whatever the amount is, check, money order, okay, whatever, however you do it. Send it to Indochina Bible Project or Nunemaker, Nunemaker. Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And that's Myerstown with the Y. Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with the Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Because I'm going to tell you what, they're still on fire for the Lord over there. Meanwhile, over here, you're going to be persecuted in his name. But that is the time when you're going to have to stand up and really get with it. Ladies and gentlemen, also, I'll tell you what, if you want to get any of Steve Quayle's books, because a lot of them have been reprinted so many times, he's not going to do the reprints because the time has come. You better get the Giants book or the Xenogenesis, or Terminated or Premise of the Promise or whatever it might be. The one I always like too, which tells you a lot of what's going on in Empire Beneath the Ice. Did the Nazis really win World War II? The Weather Wars books, if you still got any. Aliens, Fallen Angels, all of Steve Quayle's books. You get those also. And I forgot to give the phone number for Brother Quayle. 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you. Whether you get Steve or Daryl, his manager, or Tyler, Steve's son, or whoever you get at the office there, you tell them Old Hawk sent you. You can be on stevequayle.com. You can click through, and you can order stuff right there as well. And they can help you and get it to you quick. And I suggest everything that you do now is quick. Keep in mind that the FBI earlier in this year raided a private, a professionally done private safe deposit box company and took over and commandeered all of the boxes. They said because they said that the people who owned it were terrorists, so then if you had a box with them, not knowing anything about them, but you just went and had a safe deposit box, or I'm going to tell you what, if you got one in a bank, get anything out of there right now, any gold, silver, cash, diamonds, jewelry, whatever it is. Get it out of there. Your insurance policy, get it out of any safe deposit box. Otherwise, the FBI and those people are going to try to steal it and take it. and do not cooperate with any of these federal people anymore. Because I'm going to tell you what, they're not on your side. They're now training, the NORTHCOM is now training to come and take you away, ha-ha, all right? And to fight against you, the American people. I've told you for years, and Brother Greg Evenson and I discussed it many, many times. Domestic Insurgency and Declaration of Martial Law, Army Document 12, October 2008. The Board of Governors. Obama signed it. Military Governors for Martial Law. That was in January 12, 2010. I wrote about that in a Hawk Talon that Brother Quayle put up. If you go back into Kennedy's era, the United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World, Department of State. State Department Publication 7277. 7277. Look that up in a search engine and read it. And police, you better read it too, because they're going to take your firearms. Sheriff's deputies are going to take your firearms. So I'm going to tell you what. Go out tonight. Get firearms, ammunition, thousands of rounds if you can get it right now. Food, water, purification, bandages, all the medical supplies, camping gear, warm socks, extra underwear, warm socks, insulated boots, because I'm going to tell you what, I think it's going to be a cold winter. And if they have anything to do with it down there and even in Texas, they're taking out the power grids. And if last night, perhaps, the Red Chinese gave the high sign to Little Kimmy the other day, saying to create a diversion, you see. Create a diversion. That's what they haven't been telling you on TV. They told you Kimmy threatened to nuke the United States and South Korea. So don't go into there, Lucifer, and I've got to fight. Make sure you got food, water purification, firearms, and ammunition, because they're going to come for them, and you need to stand. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology tonight. Use your technology from your spacecraft on behalf of the American people, on behalf of the Lord Jesus, and strike blows against the enemies. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. See Lieutenant Tanner. Mickey LaPua, Mickey, you're the best, baby. Stay on the optics and pop from 1,200 yards and go back to eating your cheeseburger. Big Mac, all the good guys and gals out there, all of you. To Road and Track, Little L, may Lord Jesus protect you and may he keep you steadfast in your training and in your schoolwork. You say hi to your daddy and mama. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Continue to prepare this weekend. This could be the zero hour. Who knows? Pelosi flying over there. It could go pop goes the weasel. Good night.